Media recognition from Bloomberg, Reuters, Recycling Trade Publications. Patented process for 100% recovery of critical metals, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, aluminum. American Manganese is focused on recycling lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles. American Manganese trades on the TSX Venture, AMY, the U.S., AMYZF, and Frankfurt 2AM. For more information, visit AmericanManganeseInc.com or phone me, Larry Ray, at 778-574-4444.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. Welcome back to the show, Mark, and happy Canada Day and happy July 4th.
Yes, one of those long weekends. Canada's closed tomorrow with the markets, and U.S. on Monday, and, you know, many traders took off already, believe me, taking advantage of the long week and weekend.
Sure. Americans come to Canada for the cheaper beer, and we head to the U.S. for cheaper everything else, including gasoline. Mark,
well,
do we have a special holiday offer for our listeners?
We do. It's at VRTrader.com is a shortcut URL to the Leibovit VR Newsletters website. And when you get there and you want to order any of our letters, you go to your preferred letter, sign up, and in the promo code section, enter 2022 half off. That's 2020 HALFOFF, and you get 50% off. And also, as a disclaimer, as I usually do, I have to disclose that I am not a financial advisor, nor do I give financial advice.
Mark, the S&P 500 had its first or its worst 6 months of the year since 1970. What's the story there?
Oh, gee, well, you know, we could spend 5 days talking about that. I mean, basically, it topped out last year. Too much speculation in the market, too much money being spent, too much debt, overvaluations, euphoria. You know, basically the government, U.S. government has given away free money during COVID. You know, it just goes on and on with the insanity out there in terms of spending of money. And, some blame the Federal Reserve that sort of upticked interest rates and slowed things down. But basically for, about 15 years or so, they kept rates near zero. And, suddenly they're being blamed for all the problems. The problems is too much spending of money. And, we've got, you know, irresponsible people in government all over the world. It's just not the U.S. I mean, we know the Democrats and the people running the show now are, you know, imbecile would be a kind description of them. They have no sense of world matters, no sense of finance, to spend money and take away individual freedoms. I mean, that's really what their goal is, and create a one world government. Of course, Klaus Schwab in Germany would love that, and Europe sort of loves that theory too. But meanwhile, Europe's been suffering. They've been sitting with zero interest rates forever, and they've had more than their share of problems. And of course, the war in Ukraine is really the big story. You know, I talk about it in the letter. We've mentioned it on the broadcast. Everybody says, well, are we going into recession? Is the Fed going to raise their rates? That's the reason the stock market collapsed. But the real reason is because of the war which is starting in Europe. And unfortunately, I don't like to be, you know, a messenger of doom, but I believe the chances of World War III on a certain level, hopefully not on a greater level, which would involve, you know, nuclear weapons and so forth, something is brewing. The Democrats have been after Russia ever since Trump got into office down here. They want war with Russia. They're sending billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine to help defend the country when Alan Kissinger said, you know, recently, in fact, that we should just walk away from the situation and let Russia do what they need to do. And, you know, Kissinger is a pretty smart diplomat, still around. I believe he's in his 90s. So, you know, bottom line is they're pushing for war, and if you look at the defense stocks in the U.S., some of the big names, aerospace and other stocks, they're virtually at their highs. And this is, you know, we're sticking our nose into a situation which could literally blow up on us in a way which, you know, could make the stock market look, you know, real expensive here. In other words, no matter where we are now, even though we've come down as much as we have, there's a chance it could drop 50% even from here, and that could be because of what's going on in Europe and with Russia. And I'm not saying it's happening tomorrow, it could be 12 months or even longer, but this is brewing, and I think this is a big problem. So there's going to be rallies in the market, and, you know, maybe crude oil will drop a little bit more, and maybe we'll see a resumption of some type of, you know, summer rally or something. Some type of manipulation will come in, and we've got the plunge protection team, which was the World Working Group of Markets that Ronald Reagan signed into effect back in 1988. And we've got the Federal Reserve, which is a, you know, basically an outmoded, inadequate institution, which really needs to be dissolved. We've talked about this, put the article up in my newsletter every week, you know, talking about the famous book written about 20 years ago called The Creature from Jekyll Island, which documents the creation of the Fed and, unfortunately, what is wrong with it and why it needs to be disbanded. But they're not the solution or the problem. You know, now they already created the problem in the last 100 years or more than 110 years since they've been created, with the value of the dollar dropping nearly 100%. I think it was 98% in value. So they've already proven how competent they are. So when you ask the question about, you know, for the suffering in the stock market, you know, it anticipates the future. It sees the war ahead. It sees an incompetent Federal Reserve, which may repeat the pattern of Alan Greenspan and others, slam on the brakes, and they hit the accelerator, up rates, they slam on them again because they don't know what direction the market or the economy is really going. And, you know, the inflation is not related necessarily to one thing. I mean, we talked about geocosmics on the show, so with the fact there would be potential food shortages, panic activity on the planet, coronal mass ejection, CME from the sun, there's been shortages of crops, there's been volcanoes erupting, there's been earthquakes, the planet is going through some type of transition, which is affecting, you know, affecting everything, you know, on the sun, it's affecting the shortwave radio broadcasts and other electromagnetic, impulses. The changes on the planet are affecting the food, as I mentioned. We've had a lot of things that are happening around us. It's just not the stupidity of humans involved here. So we're in a negative cycle, and we have to deal with it. And if you're smart, you know, you had some positions, as we had, on the short side in the market and made money as the market went down. You can buy the S&P 500, or you can do an inverse S&P 500. And for some reason, they don't talk about too much. They talk about that even the smart hedge people or the smart traders know all about it. In fact, I prefer the market over the bull market because stocks drop faster than they go up. And it's more fun when things move faster rather than seeing an advance that takes a year, year and a half, and see the same thing happen in 6 weeks to the downside. It's sort of nice when you're positioned accordingly. So bottom line is, yeah, there's a lot of manipulation out there. There's a lot of volatility, a lot of news here and there. But I, you know, my do is, you know, maybe a try for another bounce. But I'm bearish, and I'm keeping a core position, thinking that you know, the S&P, you know, got down to our targets versus around 3,800 area. Then we said 3,600 area. I mean, I could see 2,000, 2,100. You know, that's a tremendous drop. And whether that's going to be, you know, in 6 days or a year and a half, you know, we'll try to fine-tune that as best we can. We tend to trade a little bit on this stuff, you know. That's sort of where, you know, where we're at. Got a lot of interesting stuff going on out there, Jim, and you got to be cautious.
We'll have more with Mark Leibovitz right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mark Leibovitz Mark, on the geocosmic front, we have some important things to talk about. Summer equinox just happened, full moon coming up. Do things like that affect the stock market and investments?
Yeah, they tend to be coincident. We just had what I call turnaround Tuesday this past week, and the market turned south, and it was coincident with a new moon. And, you know, we published this in the letter. We've talked about this for years and years and years. You know, the story goes back, how much time we have on these broadcasts, but goes back to the 1970s when my old friend, late friend, Louis Rukeyser from Wall Street Week, the PBS television network, invited me on, and I was a elf on the show, which is a great honor, and so forth and so on. But way before he had invited me back, I think it was 1972, I believe, somewhere back then, he invited Ian McAvity, a newsletter writer had a letter called Deliberations. He was Canadian. I believe he was based in Toronto. And, he came on the show and he had a whole presentation about part of his presentation was how gold would top with the full moon, for example. So he tracked lunar cycles. They never had him back on the show, which, you know, I guess is the common wisdom. You can't talk about this stuff because you're considered, okay, you can lose money for people talking about fundamental analysis and earnings projections and the Federal Reserve, but if you talk about lunar cycles or cosmic activity, you're considered, you know, they're not relevant. Meanwhile, those are the more powerful instruments out there, which, you know, no one wants to talk about. But anyway, he talked about gold and the lunar cycle, and that really caught my attention. And, you know, I went, ever since then, I've been watching the lunar. Of course, this, I'm not an astrologer. I have friends who are astrologers, one very good friend, I've known for many, many years, Ray Merriman. You know, he's been doing this 40, 50 years. And, you know, when I was trading on the Chicago Board Options Exchange, there were astrologers all over the floor, trading stocks and indexes, you know, based on, astrology and lunar cycles. So you meet these people and, you know, you get influenced to a certain level because you see some success with what they're doing. So anyway, McAvity talked about the moon, and that got me interested, and I've been tracking lunar cycles ever since. And, you know, if you put up a chart and you just look at where the full moon and new moon is, that's a full moon coming up, I think, July 13th, you tend to get change of directions in the market, sometimes very important changes of direction around the lunar cycles, but you also got to be watching the planetary movement, the seasonal movements, you know, the solstices. For example, June 21st was the solstice, the summer solstice, and you get a change of direction around that, and indeed, we did get a little change of direction, and a bigger one if you want to go back a couple of weeks before the market really nosedived. So that influenced me, and continues to do so. So meanwhile, yeah, you have a couple events here. We're watching the solar events going on. Hopefully we don't get any polar shift, which there's some rumors could be developing, and there could be some serious consequences to that on a planetary level. So, you know, Ukraine and the Federal Reserve are not going to mean anything if you get a 1 or 2 degree shift in the axis of the planet, which is, you know, would do a lot to shake people up, I'm sure.
Well, it certainly would screw up animal migration that depends on magnetic fields for their navigation.
We're going through planetary changes. I mean, people who are in the psychic realm are saying this, people in the physical realm who are measuring, you know, astronomical activity, geomagnetic activity, you know, so there's a lot of stuff going on. The planet is a living, breathing creature of sorts. And there's a lot going on here. So what us humans do on the surface, you know, at some point, you know, Mother Earth may decide that we're sort of irrelevant and we need to be taken care of because we're causing too much damage. We're exploding atomic bombs. We're fighting each other, killing each other, creating all kinds of problems on the planet. And maybe the planet wants to revolt against us. I mean, we've seen revolutions in the past where civilization is wiped out. There's plenty of evidence. There was ancient civilizations, maybe some as advanced as ours, could have been a million years ago on the planet. They're finding remnants of structures that go 100,000 years well beyond any time that we thought anything living was on the planet. And, you know, maybe the planet just gets rid of us after a while. You know, the asteroid hits, the volcanoes take off, and we can't grow foods, and we die off. You know, there's a polar shift. and suddenly there's 1,000-mile-an-hour winds, and the continents start shifting, and Antarctica, which used to be a green, luscious continent, or even like Greenland, which apparently was at one point, you know, and that, you know, then now they're cold, become green again, and you know, there's, they find what remnants of a mastodon was in the last several years. It was frozen instantly with food still in its stomach. You know, something like that happens if you get a polar shift, you know, and suddenly, you know, you're frozen instantaneously, or 1,000-mile winds destroy everything around you at the same time. So we have to be humbled on a certain level that, you know, we think everything is the stock market and we think we control everything. I don't think so, and that's why we monitor a lot of cool stuff out there. So, you know, there are a lot of cycles and things that were in play here that indicated, you know, there might be a problem, you know, with the planet and with crops and all kinds of cool stuff that we've talked about. And then at the same time, some of the stock market collapses and we have all these other cool things happening. So, you know, got to keep your eyes and ears open. But right now, you know, we're doing our best.
Yeah, maybe the fireworks on the 1st and the 4th are due to something else.
You never know. You never know.
Mark, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Have a great Canada Day, the 4th of July, and we'll talk to you next week after the holiday. Thank you for having me.
My guest has been Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. If you have any questions for Mark or any of our other guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com, our YouTube channel, Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Have a great long weekend.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.